Basketball season brought with it a flurry of excitement and pep, which we let loose at our pep meetings. What a surprise it was to everyone when the sophomores walked off with the Yale Boy Trophy from the annual contest.
As far as we're all concerned, this is all done in the spirit of fun. We all want to win that game tomorrow night, and I hope this Yale boy will help us to win that game.
Those pep meetings sure help us let off steam, didn't they? And the next night at the game, we were raring to go. Good evening, sports fans. The Sheboygan Armory has a capacity crowd tonight, and the game we've all been waiting for, the second annual North Central contest, is about to begin. It should be an easy victory for the Red Men, but wait, here comes Coach Cully Huebner. Perhaps he'll give us a prediction. Hello, Mr. Huebner. How about saying a few words to our listening audience about the Red Men standing this year?
Our boys have been playing good ball all season. I am pleased with our recent 62-54 win over East Green Bay, especially since this team is rated by many as the toughest in the valley. And last week's 71-69 win over Appleton is encouraging. I have confidence in our boys, and I feel they will come through tonight with another victory.
Thank you, Mr. Huebner, and good luck. And so, with this game, the conference season came to a close. And not only did our Red Men capture the second place standing in the Fox River Valley, but they went on to win the regionals at Plymouth and New Holstein, and to the sectionals at Whitefish Bay. Much to the disappointment of every student and faculty member, our team was eliminated in the last game of the sectional playoffs. Nevertheless, we were proud of the hard-earned trophies they added to our collection. In the midst of basketball, we were reminded of the all-school election, with a colorful campaign of posters, parades, and an endless variety of buttons and badges. But in 1954, something unusual happened. The student body took full advantage of their democratic rights and chose to be their all-school president, Tom Bratz, a candidate whose name did not appear on the primary ballot. Suddenly, it was spring, time for romance. And what hilarious romantic comedy was the senior class play, Lo and Behold, in which Milo Alcott, an eccentric old writer, wished to die and return to haunt his own house, along with an Indian, a Southern belle, and a concert pianist. With four ghosts, a beautiful housekeeper, and a handsome doctor in one house, it tended to be quite a mix-up.
I was going to be somebody famous, a dancer, a singer, or something, but nobody will give me a chance, nobody. People are mean.
Not at all. One should never presume to a career for which one is not qualified. History will bear me out that no one benefits. But as for your particular ambition, it would seem rather obvious to me that you should diligently pursue the only career for which you are, if I may say, ideally equipped.
What?
Marriage.
You think I don't want to get married? I want to get married like crazy and have kids.
Then fulfill your function and find yourself a husband.
Where?
Soon that dreaded report card day showed us that there was only one more quarter left in the school year. Teachers in every class began to catch the spring fever, and it made the school day quite eventful. In German class, we sang. The Merchant of Venice was a valuable experience for the freshman English classes as they received their first taste of Shakespeare.
The quality of mercy is not strained. It droppeth as a gentle rain from heaven upon the place beneath. It is twice blessed. It blesseth him that gives and him that takes.
And in United States history, we came upon the study of the Constitution, and for weeks we went over its articles one by one. Let's listen to a student at work on the preamble.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Keep your eyes on the copy was the rule in typing class. Follow it, and your speed will grow. Because the music festival was fast approaching, each band, orchestra, and choir member used every spare moment for practice. Remember those sectional rehearsals? When we walked past the machine shops, we could hear how anxious the boys, and girls too, were to get their projects done. At 3:42, the school day came to an end with a shrill ring of the dismissal bell, followed by a banging of lockers and a rush for the door. Always another school bell, it seemed, but finally, the last. Then came commencement, with the seniors marching to the familiar strains of pomp and circumstance at the baccalaureate services. June 12, 1954. Graduation exercises at Valrath Bowl. Another year had come to a close.